I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. A fellow named Seaborn Jones settled along the river in Indian River County well before the turn of the 20th century. His grandson, Richard Jones, is 91, and he still lives on the family's homestead along Jungle Trail. Jones says his father sold fish to feed workers who were building Flagler's Railroad.
We got 2 cents a pound for them.
Was it mostly mullet?
Yeah, it was all mullet. Cheap fish. Millions of them in here. They ain't hardly many more, Janie. This river's polluted so bad that the fish have left it what hadn't been caught.
So is that how your father really started in the fishing business, by feeding Flagler's crews?
That was one of the main reasons for being here. He fished here a lot. Cast nets and gill nets.
Was there a trick to being a successful fisherman? What was your secret?
The weather. Directional wind. The weak fish, which is our speckled trout, they really knew a lot about being caught. You had to be a kind of a specialist to catch many of them.
How come?
They fed at certain times of the day, and they fed at tides, winds, temperatures. The big trout, the old ones we call the old gator trout, anyone around 10 or 12 pounds, which is pretty sharp. I put gill nets around them a lot of times, and they learned to lay down on the net rather than go in it.
So they wouldn't get tangled up in it.
That's right. I caught a 14-pounder out of this river. I think the record's 18 pounds caught in Fort Pierce Inlet.
Were you a shrimper, too?
Well, I caught shrimp off of my dock under a light. We used to get these northwest winds turn cool. And these old red shrimp, there's three or four kinds of shrimp. We used to come through Ponce de Leon Inlet around New Smyrna, come down the waterway. We'd put a light out at night, and here they'd come with their eyes shining like that. Dip nets. I caught a lot of them that way. But I sold those mostly for people to fish with. But the bigger ones, we pulled the heads off, sold them to the restaurants. 2 dozen for a quarter, they're $4 and a half a dozen now.
Jones Pier is a landmark along Jungle Trail.
It's a historical.
Tell me about the original pier. Did your grandfather build it?
I don't really know who built the first one, but we had a contractor here 2 or 3 times on this dock, but I done a lot of work on it myself. Them PVC posts you see out there is filled with cement and 2 bars of steel, and they don't come out of there in a hurricane.
But the original dock, can you tell me about it?
It was built on cabbage palms, the trunks. At that time, we didn't have these terrenos in the river like they are now. They call them saltwater termite. That's a bug in there that eats the wood. When they opened the inlet, that let them in. Boy, they've been here ever since. He drills a hole in your bottom of your boat, and he goes up in there and just screws his way up in there and lives there. They're destructive to any wooden boat if you don't take good care of it.
The saltwater termite, it came into the river when the inlet came.
That's what I was told now.
That was before your time.
We didn't have any fiberglass boats then. They were all wooden boats, mostly cypress, some pine. They'd all start to eat in the keel. And boy, they'd eat that keel up if you didn't pull them out.
The saltwater termite, also known as the Torino, did they damage your dock?
Yeah, they ate them old pollens. They ate everything I ever put in there but PVC.
Are they still out there in the river?
Yeah, they're still there.
But most boats aren't wooden anymore.
Oh, you can't hardly sell a wooden boat.
And they have not found a way to bite into fiberglass, right?
They can't handle that. Their bill ain't no good on that PVC either.
We are sitting on the front porch of the Jones Homestead. The property has been in your family for more than a century.
First came here in 1889. That was old Seaborn Jones, my grandfather.
You were born in this house, is that right?
Born in Winter Beach.
Across the river.
My mother went over there when she was pregnant to have me. I went over inside, come back outside.
That was Richard Jones of Indian River County. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.